This is Elijah Salam speaking, El Kadir, aka Mr. Salam, and this is another podcast at 8:36 in the morning. Today is Friday. Hope everyone is having a great Friday. Hope everyone is waking up with a desire to do something positive. But the main topic of discussion for today is the word happy or happiness. Everybody want to be happy, but they don't know how to make themselves happy. Only thing they know how to do is make others happy. But when you are a person that only wants to make everyone else happy but yourself, that's when you're missing the key in life. The main purpose of life is to make yourself happy. And as soon as you can make yourself happy, you can do the same for others around you. But a lot of people don't know how to make themselves happy. They don't even know what makes them happy. That's how you know and realize that people don't analyze themselves. They don't dig deep into their souls and ask themselves certain questions. What do I want? What do I like? How do I like it? When do I like it? Why do I like it? We have to ask ourselves certain questions to get down to the root of everything. If you want to be happy, the first question you got to ask yourself is, what will it take for me to be happy? And just to get in a broader aspect, whenever I am happy, how long will I be happy? Because a lot of people tend to have temporary satisfaction. And I created that statement a couple years ago. People always say, what is that? What is that? Temporary satisfaction is when you're only happy for so long, and then you get back into the stage of being dissatisfied. They always say, out of all the books I've read, they always say, never be satisfied with how you're living. And only reason that statement is true is because you can always do better. Never just say, okay, I did this, now I'm good. Now I can just chill and lay back. But just because you achieved the ultimate goal don't mean you can't achieve 3, 4, 5, or 6 ultimate goals. We have to push ourselves instead of putting ourselves on a pedestal or looking at ourselves as a certain way to where, okay, I've done enough, now I don't have to do any more. That's not how life goes. Even the millionaires that have plenty of money to last a lifetime, they still want more because they feel like it's never enough. Because they feel like they can do more. They feel like they can see more. They feel like they can be more. Everyone that has a successful story will always tell you they wanted more. They weren't content with how their lives was, even if their lives was comfortable. Just because someone is not content with what they're doing or what their life is producing doesn't mean that they're living a bad life or they're living a poor life. You can be a millionaire and still not be content and still not be fully happy, because in order to be fully happy, you have to be able to reach certain goals that everyone doesn't reach majority of the time. Like, when you know that you succeeded in your dream, when you know that you have done everything you could to make your dream come true and it actually comes true, that's pure happiness. Because you're doing something that you were looking forward to doing, and the plans end up coming through because the belief you had in that thought. A lot of people don't believe half of the things that they think about. They might have an idea or it might trigger in their brains, but a lot of people don't really know what they want. And that's what we have to do in order to be happy, in order to always be happy. I always say that there's a such thing as temporary satisfaction, and there's a such thing as infinite happiness. Infinite happiness is when you're always happy, because you always know what to do to make yourself happy. You always know what kind of people in your life that will make you happy without them even trying to. I love myself and I love to make myself happy. That I feel like that is the best thing you can do in life, is make yourself happy and be able to do it every time, do it every day. Because only thing that stops us from being happy is being sad, not believing that we can ever be happy, not believing that we are worthy of being happy, believing that we shouldn't be loved, believing that nobody will ever give us or show us respect. But we have to find happiness in a different way. Don't find happiness through a relationship, because that's not what it's about. Find happiness within self first, and a relationship will come easily. Because if you try to find happiness through a relationship and you're not happy with yourself, or you're not happy with your condition or the life that you're living, it's not gonna work. Because then you're gonna always make them feel obligated to your happiness. And that's not how it should go. Happiness always comes from within. Just like self-love. Just like respect. You have to respect yourself. In order to be happy, you got to respect yourself in the sense of never going against your word. Always do what you plan out to do. Never renege on the things that you tell yourself. We all want to be happy, but how bad do you want to be happy? Just like Eric Thomas said, as soon as you want to be successful, as bad as you want to breathe, then it'll happen. As soon as you want to be happy, as much as you want to breathe, or as bad as you want to breathe, you will be happy. Because it's just like trying to be with a certain woman. You're going to do whatever it takes to get that woman, no matter if you have to step into the unknown and do things that you've never done before. That is the whole purpose of being happy, is doing things that you haven't done before. Because you know, majority of the things that you do when you step into the unknown will spark another idea in your head that will create more thoughts, and those thoughts will lead to happiness. And every day I wake up, I always ask myself, what are you happy for? Why are you happy? How long will you be happy? You have to ask yourself all of these questions, because it has to be answered. All the questions that you have, majority of the time, never gets any reply. It never gets any feedback. It never gets any answer to it. And we have to start applying ourselves in a manner to where we can always sustain happiness. We can always be able to wake up without even thinking, like, what can happen today in order to make me happy, right? When you wake up and feel happy just because everything that's given in your life, not physically but mentally, that's when everything is good. You have to be in tune with self in order to seek happiness. You have to be in tune with your spiritual side in order to be happy. Because everybody want to be happy, but they feel like it's only going to work if they have material things. Material things don't mean nothing because they don't have any feelings towards you. You know what I mean? Like, you can be happy because you're doing something good. But what you're doing is something that's in return doing a favor for you. That's why you can love it. That's why you can be happy. Like, you can't be happy based off material, because material things can't really benefit you in the long run. It can only satisfy you. Majority of the time, satisfaction is only temporary because it only lasts so long. After you have anything material-wise for over 3 to 4 years, it gets old, it gets boring, it gets, like, outdated. Just like everything in the world, clothes, cars, products, companies, everything gets old or everything gets played out if it doesn't have a sense of creativity, right? Main reason that people are so happy in relationships or in marriages is because they know how to be creative. They know how to keep everything positive. They know how to keep the relationship with a sense of spice to it. Not sexually, but mentally. Always trying new things. Always exploring. That's what happiness is about. Always being able to do things in a different way and still getting that same sense of happiness. But that's all the words that I have for today's topic. And I really hope everyone really got something out of this podcast. Please give me feedback. Please let me know how you feel. How does it make you feel when you hear these podcasts? Because I really want to do more podcasts, and I am going to do more podcasts later down the line in the future, and they're going to be longer and more in depth. But right now I'm just starting off to let the world know how I feel, let the world know what I'm talking about, where I'm coming from, what is the message. Because I always feel like there is a message. No matter if I'm talking about happiness, self-love, disrespect, respect. No matter if I'm talking about integrity, courage, having a passion, having a drive. Like, no matter what topic I discuss, I'm explaining it and, well, I'm actually explaining it as a lesson. So someone can get something out of it instead of just thinking that I'm coming from an opinion aspect. I'm coming from a understanding aspect, like a factual aspect. That's why I really want everyone that listens to this to really give me feedback. Let me know how you feel. Let me know what other topics should I discuss or get more in depth with. AKA El Kadar, also. And I hope you have a great and blessed day.